Thanks those of you who were praying for me. I feel I need it tonight. I was up 6 times last night and got a bit of a tired sort of headache, so I think praying can do justice to this lovely title of the Lord Jesus I want us to look at tonight, the Dayspring from on high. So let's turn to Luke chapter 1. Verse 67, Luke 1, verse 67. Now, John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins." And how was this going to be accomplished? In verse 78, we see, "Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the Dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." It's just those two verses I want us to look at. There's so much in this whole portion, for a series of messages really, but verse 78 and 79, "Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the Dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." At first it's a little bit difficult working out who this is referring to. Is it John the Baptist or is it the Lord Jesus? But we've got to see that verse 78 speaks of God's mercy, and then it goes on to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 8, we see how John's work was this. "He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world." John was given a unique and very important ministry to point to the Lord Jesus, to prepare the people for the Saviour, the Lamb of God, the Messiah, who will bring in the day of grace and who will bring light to many who were darkened in their lives. So firstly, we see that this blessing is through the tender mercy of our God. Verse 78. Everything we have is through the tender mercy of God. Literally, it means this: through the heart of mercy. Through the heart of mercy, God saw my sin, my filth, my hatred towards him, yet still he wanted to reach down to us, to touch us, to bless us, and to make that way for us to be forgiven. That's through a heart of mercy, all right, isn't it? Everything in God's plan for us is through that heart of mercy, through the tender mercy of God. And then when we turn from sin and come to him and trust him as our Savior, his love is more tender than any mother's love. He loves his own in that deep, tender, compassionate way. Yes, the word says he loves the world, but when we come to him, we do see those tender mercies in a far, far deeper daily way, don't we, bestowed upon us. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high. What a lovely title for the Lord Jesus Christ. The day spring, the dawning of the day, the point from which the whole day begins. That's Jesus, our Saviour. He is the creator of all light in the first place, Genesis 1. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The Lord created light on the first day of creation, before the sun and the stars were made. They weren't made until the fourth day, were they? So God had his light that he had made shining there upon that earth that was without form, just spinning there right in the beginning. And then he created the sun and those other stars of light for us. Just stop and think how beautiful light is in the Lord's creation. Now, I know in the summer we don't get chance to see the sunrise too often, do we? When it's sort of 4 in the morning, we perhaps bless it because it's shining through the curtains, waking us up too early. But this time of the year, we're all up, well, most of us, I dare say, before the sun ever comes up. And we see sometimes the pastel shades of the morning light before the sun comes up, how beautiful they are, and the sunset colours as well, or the sheen on a bird's feather or a butterfly wing, how that sheen brings out the colour, and it's just the light, isn't it, that's doing those things. So wonderful. Yes, the Lord Jesus, the creator of the light, is the one who brought in the day of grace, the day spring. He was promised long before he came. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." And then in Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." Sun, S-U-N, it's called there. So it's pointing again, isn't it, to the Lord Jesus as the day spring. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, speaking of his coming into the world and the light he would bring. So the day spring from on high. The eternal God the Son left the glory of heaven. He came down into this world. We will never fully comprehend that great stoop he made, will we? To come from heaven into this world of sin. The day spring from on high, from heaven itself, has visited us. And there we think of the incarnation, don't we? What a wonderful miracle it was for God to take on human flesh and to come to us. He has visited us. Now, I know there's a certain lady who's not here tonight but might disagree with me in saying, but I like a time of the year where I can think of that, the miracles that took place around Christmas time and the Lord coming into the world, when the day spring from on high has visited us. It's lovely to think of those stories that we're looking at the moment, isn't it? And why? Why did he come from on high? Verse 79, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. We were sitting in darkness, and we would have remained in that darkness if the Saviour hadn't come into this world to bring his light for us. We were happy in our darkness. We needed God's light to shine on us to make us realize that we need salvation. We would never have found peace if the Saviour had not come to us and blessed us so richly. Yes, the Lord Jesus, the Dayspring, has brought in this day of grace. But we know first there had to be the cross. And it's a fool who just leaves the Lord Jesus in the manger. So many do. You talk about the cross, they don't like it. Go to Glastonbury, put the cross on the board. That's the bit they get offended at. I've almost had fights there in Glastonbury with men trying to come up to my board and take just that one little tiny bit of the board off the cross. They're happy with me leaving the whole rest of it, but they don't like that little bit of the cross, do they? But we love that story of the cross. And yes, there had to be the manger, but there has to be the cross as well. You've heard of that famous Eddystone Lighthouse, and at the base, I assume it's still there, you can see pictures of it anyhow, and it says this: to give light and to save lives. To give light and to save lives. That is the reason for that lighthouse being there. Isn't that why Jesus came? To give light and to save lives. John 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And that we must believe and follow him and know that light. This Dayspring from on high is the giver of much needed light. He reveals to us what God is like. Oh, how many times in the open air do we get asked that question? Well, what's your God like? And I'll say, well, here's the Gospel of John. Take it, read it. You'll see Jesus. He is the revelation of God. Or if you've got a Bible, go home, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. There you will find the revelation of God in Jesus. Yes, he reveals to us what God is like. He shows up our sin and our darkness. Isn't it? As we compare ourselves with the lovely purity, holiness of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we feel more and more insignificant, that we feel more and more vile and wretched compared to him. Yes, we see him, the revelations of him in the Gospels, and we see our darkness compared to him. And he gives us his light. He is light. He is the light of the world. And he wants to give us that light. And then, seeing that light, we come to him. And then we become in him. And we have the light of life. Light brings life. I remember going into the Wookiee Hole Caves. I expect you've been in there, and they take great delight in turning off the lights, don't they? And there you are, such a blackness there, you can feel it. And then they put the lights back on again, and they point out these ferns here, that there. This didn't come until we brought light into the darkness. And now there's life here because of our lights that we have brought in. When Jesus shines, he brings his life, because his light brings life. And we have the light of life within us, don't we? In him, we see our path lit up before us. He's a guide. He wants to lead us through life's journey. There's that verse in Isaiah we often look at this time of the year. Wonderful Counselor. And that's what he is. We can come to him with whatever problem we've got, with whatever decision we've got to make. And he promises to lead us and help us. Oh, I would hate to go through life without my guide and Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he lights up the path before me. He walks with me, saying, this is the way, walk in it. And he leads us, and he promises to lead us all the way through till we're with him there in heaven. He's keeping us in his light, isn't he? In him we see where we're going. He wants us to know we're going to heaven. He wants us to know we're going to be with him in that place where there's no pain, no fear, where we're going to be perfect and able to walk with him without fear and to enjoy fellowship with him. He wants us to know where we're going. And it's his light shining in our life that enables us to see just where we are going and to enjoy that fellowship and to have that eternal hope of looking forward to his coming again. It's the devil who wants us to be filled with doubts and fears and thinking, am I his? Am I really going to go to heaven? Can I get there like Pilgrim crossing the river? The doubts he had, I'm too bad, I'm never going to make it. And at times he was sinking in the river of death, wasn't he? And it was a good job he had Hopeful there with him to hold him up and to keep him inspired and to look beyond and to remember the promises of the King's Son. Sometimes we need that, don't we? But it's the Lord who wants us to know where we're going and to enjoy that wonderful hope of heaven ahead, especially when things go wrong and the pains come and the problems come, to know we're going to go there and to be with him in that state of perfection forever. In Proverbs 4, verse 18, there's that lovely verse. I like it, and I sent it to Pete the other day, the brother-in-law who's dying of motor neuron disease. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Oh yes, and what a day that will be, won't it? When we'll shine with him in glory. And this same day spring, the Lord Jesus is going to bring in the millennial day. It will begin when he comes again and stands upon the Mount of Olives, when he splits that Mount of Olives, and from then on is the millennial reign for 1,000 years where the Lord Jesus is going to reign there. He'll bring in that day, that eternal, not eternal day because it's a 1,000 years day, but it's going to be so wonderful to see him reigning as the line of David, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, there from Jerusalem. Revelation 22:16, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Again, a reference, I believe, to the day spring. And there's that song, isn't there? It's always darkest before the dawn. I expect you've heard of it. And from what the Bible says, things will be darkest before that dawn comes. The Bible says things will be as in the days of Noah. The Bible says the things will be as the days in Sodom and Gomorrah. There will be the earthquakes. There will be the extreme things happening in the weather and other things going on. There will be the pestilences. Yes, it's going to be darker before that millennial dawn comes, when the Lord Jesus comes again. Romans 13:12 reminds us, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And Matthew 13, verse 43, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And then, after the 1,000 years reign of the Lord Jesus, he's going to bring in another day. An eternal day that will go on forever and forever. The new heavens and the new earth. And how wonderful that will be. He's going to be the light of heaven itself, the Bible says. There's no sun, there's no need of any other light there, because the Lord Jesus is going to be the light of that place. And I believe that will be similar to the light he created in the first place on day one. He created light, and he didn't need the sun, you see, till the fourth day there was light. And I believe it will be that light, type of light, that the Lord will have for us there in heaven itself. How blessed we are to be heading for heaven itself, where he is the light of that place. And yes, he's going to bring in that eternal day, one day, as sure as sure. Let us be thankful that all this is, verse 78 says, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us. And may we be looking forward to his next visit to collect his bride, to gather us to himself, to be with him where he is forever and forever. Amen. Our Lord, we thank you for our time here tonight. We thank you for that lovely title of the Lord Jesus. Lord, bless us this Christmas time as we think of him coming into the world from on high to bring light, to bring life to such dead sinners. We thank you for your grace and your tender mercy toward us. So bless each one of us, take us to our homes in safety. We give our thanks in the Saviour's precious name. Amen.